Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Who should go? Who should go? We're going to settle that this morning. Who should go? Look at John chapter 15, verse 1. We're going to go in the Word and let that Word become you. John chapter 15, verse 1. Let's read. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Look at the next verse. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bear fruits, bear more fruit. You are ready clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Let's stop right there, because that's powerful. So he says, those that go are clean. And how they are clean? Because of the word. All the interruption or all the stuff that will block you, he has removed them out of your life. So there's no blockage in there. So you will go. You have a clear path. And we're going to see why we're not going. We're going to see why we're not making this happen. All right? Can I step on your toe a little bit here? Look at verse 4 now. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it what? You abide in him. Unless you have made clean by the word. Go back to Matthew chapter 28. You're going to see how it works. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, verse 20, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. So he's with you when? And in of the age. How is he going to be with you? Because you are in him. See that? He says, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, then I am with you. Because apart from me, you cannot do anything. So you can't do it outside of him. He told his disciples, you will have the helper, which is the Holy Spirit. So let's get it. I come to teach this morning with clarity and understanding. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you shall receive what? Power. When who? The Holy Spirit comes upon you. To do what? And you shall be witnesses. So the Holy Spirit comes to make sure that I go make disciples. He didn't come for me to exalt myself or to show how much spirit I have in me, that I'm more spiritual than the sister over there. That's not the purpose. The Holy Spirit comes to help me to make sure I'm moving in the direction of God making disciples. But you shall receive what? Power. Ability now. So you don't lack power. You are no longer a coward. You're no longer afraid because you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Got that power. That's it. To be what? Weakness. Because apart from him, you can't do nothing. You can't witness. Let me help you out. Because we're coming in Easter, resurrection, Good Friday. Peter was asked to be a witness. We're going to see this here. Peter was asked to be a witness for Jesus. They asked him, were you with this man? Do you know this man? What did he say? No. Peter, do you know this man? Peter said, no. They're kind of sure that Peter was with him. They asked him a second time. Peter says, I say no. You know, they asked Peter, but you know, when you know something, you see this guy, you can believe what he said. They want to make sure. They asked him a third time. They give him a third chance to say yes. And he couldn't do it. But you shall what? Receive what? Power. When what? The Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be what? Witnesses. He couldn't. Because he did not have the Holy Spirit. So he didn't have the power to do it. He was powerless. Now let me show you what I'm talking. Acts chapter 2. Now let's look in Acts chapter 2. Verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Look at verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit as give them. Don't miss this. They weren't speaking of their own authority, but they were speaking as the Spirit give them the liberty to speak. Look at the next verse. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem, let's read it, devoted men from every nation. And look at this, every what? Nation. Every what? Nation. Go to all nation. Yeah, we're going to see it here. Ooh, you got to see it. And the nation was there, every nation. Watch what happened. Devoted men from every nation. And when this sound occurs, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in their own languages. So that language was not a heavenly language. It was a what kind of language? A earthly language that the Holy Spirit give them the liberty to speak. They heard their language. They never heard a heavenly language. We confuse all of this. You get wrong teaching. And every man heard his own language. His own language. And Acts chapter 1 says, and when the Spirit come, you shall have the ability, the power. Yeah, right? You shall be able to what? Speak. Oh. Look in now verse 7. Follow me. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, look, are they who speak Galileans? They speak what kind of language? Galileans. All right? Let's look at verse 8. And how is it that we heard each in his own in which we were born? So it has to be what? The Holy Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit gives what? The ability for you to do it. All right. Look at verse 9. Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judah, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia. Oh, these are countries. Hallelujah. All of them. Let's go to verse 11. Both Jews and proselytes, Cretan and Arabs, we hear them speak in our own tongue with wonderful words. Whatever this could mean. Mackin, they are full with, these guys are drunk. These guys are what? Drunk. But Peter, that's where I'm going. Come on, let's read that. But Peter, standing up with 11, raised his voice and says that, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my word. Look at the next verse. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. Let's read. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughter shall prophesy. Who is this? Who is this preaching? Peter. 40 days ago, this Peter did what? Denied Christ. What happened to him now? There's a change come to him. It says he now has the power of the Holy Spirit in his life that move him to fulfill the command of God, and now he is a witness. And when the Holy Spirit is in your life, it moves you with compassion. You have the spirit of compassion. You have the spirit of love. You have the spirit of pursuing those who are lost. Somebody come to tell you you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to know by the fruit. And what is the fruit? The fruit is spirit. I went there to teach you, so you'll never be fooled. It's the fruit that tells you that one is filled with the Spirit. John chapter 15, where we were. See, I'm jumping around, but they're coming back to that. Jesus says, apart from me, you can bear no fruit. You have to be in me. You have to be in me. And when you are in me, you will become fruit producers. You will be witnesses. You will be witnesses. You cannot witness if you don't have the word in you. What are you going to witness about? You have no story to tell, but your own story. And Jesus never tells us to tell our own story. He tells us to tell his story, teaching them everything that I have taught you. Tell them what I have done for you. That's why we always say, to God be the glory. He gets the what? The glory. So why should you go? Because the Holy Spirit is upon you. Where should you go? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then the outermost part of the earth. It lay out in a systematic manner.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.